four of their schools in the month of December. Donna Peters, school area manager at City Catering Southampton, joins me on the line, along with head teacher at Fair Isle Junior School in Lords Hill, Peter Howard. Afternoon, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Oh, you both sound bright and perky. Donna, first of all, talk me through the logistics of this. How hard was this?
This year especially, it was difficult. We all know what happened in 2020. And we as a charity, we feel, working with the schools, that Christmas dinner is such an experience. And we tried to give, you know, our all. And 2020, most of the children had their dinner in their boxes in classrooms. So with the schools working incredibly hard to get the children back into the dining halls, we felt 2021 seemed even more imperative to get that great dining experience. And our teams worked tirelessly, putting a lot of dedication and love into making it the most amazing experience for everyone. You know, some children may not have that experience at home for whatever reason. So to have that in school, from the head teachers down to, you know, the lunchtime supervisors, everybody mucked in. It was just amazing.
Was there a moment when you could go into a school and just witness that? You could almost sort of look in on what was happening and realise what a difference it was making?
Absolutely. So myself, I served some Christmas dinners, and, you know, just to see when the children come in, their faces, you know, seeing the food, people dressed up, head teachers serving roast potatoes, to the beautifully decorated desserts. That is just, you can't even explain that feeling. If I could bottle it, I would.
Oh, bless you. I can hear the pride in your voice, actually. Now, let's bring in Peter Howard, then, head teacher at Fair Isle Junior School. Happy customers at your school then, Peter?
Really happy, Lou, yes. We served on the 15th of December, we served over 300 Christmas lunches. We decided a few years ago to give every one of our children who wanted it a free Christmas lunch, just to mark the occasion, really. And the whole thing has got bigger and bigger each year. So now we have Christmas hats, which the children make at home during the week before. They bring them in, they wear them on Christmas lunch day, and we raise money for brain tumour research as well. We raised just over £300 on the 15th of December, and the children won prizes, the hats were judged, and they just had a fantastic time. I promised I would come on here and not mention the dreaded C word. It did make a difference to the way we had to organise things. So each year group came in separately, because we're, you know, still in year group bubble. Mm. But actually, do you know what? It didn't lessen the occasion. Mm. And it certainly didn't sort of make a difference to the children's enjoyment. And I completely agree with Donna. We're in a privileged position to be able to see what we see, and to work with, you know, our kitchen team, Sharon, Iris, Nancy. I'd love to thank them publicly. I think I probably just have. But all the back staff at City Catering did a fantastic job. A new vegetarian menu with the, you know, with sweet potato parcels, I think it was, and cranberry sauce. The kids had a wonderful time, and of course that's the most important thing.
It is, and I mean, as Donna was saying there, and as you've just alluded to, it's more about the food. It's more than just the food, isn't it? It is that occasion of getting people together. And I hear what you say about, you know, still being in bubbles in the year groups, but I think compared to last Christmas, I think everybody just appreciates those very simple things, just like getting together, so much more than perhaps we did.
You're so right, because as you've just said, and Donna before you, this time last year, the bubbles were sort of class sizes in our school, which meant, you know, our 14 classes really didn't ever get to see each other. And it's made us realise that we cherish those times when we're able to get together safely, and you know, and we crave some safe normality, I think, you know, and the Christmas lunch day gave us a bit of normality. It allowed us to celebrate the brilliant work of our children and families in the making of their Christmas hats. It allowed us to raise some money for people who are so far worse off than us. And we, as we've said, we mucked in together, we helped serve. We just had a fantastic time.
And I know I don't want to mention the C word either, really, but how are things looking at the school now with COVID? I know we were hearing about so many schools that were suffering just with staff absences during self-isolation at the start of term. How's it looking for you?
It's still, yeah, there are still sort of self-isolations. So, you know, we've had changes of guidance just before we returned after the Christmas holiday. Obviously, more changes just this week with no longer having to get a confirmatory PCR test if you've tested positive with a lateral flow device. All of those things, which I thought as a head teacher, I'd never have to get my head round. But actually, you know, it is what it is at the moment. Mm. Yeah, it's tricky times, but we'll hopefully get through it. And we're, you know, it's about leading our communities and making sure that we enable people to stay as safe as possible and enjoy the normality of life as much as possible, not forgetting that children have one chance at childhood, and that's, we want to make that chance the best experience it can be.
So true. And resilience, that's the key as well, isn't it? And let's just bring Donna back in for a final word from City Catering Southampton. How's 2022 looking for you then, Donna? Looking forward to more projects like this one?
There's lots of things we do. We do the Meals on Wheels service. We do Cooking at Home programme. So I'd just like to say, for anyone that would like to have a look about what we, you know, a little bit more what we do or support us, go over to our website, www.citycateringsouthampton.co.uk. Yes, we appreciate your support.
Lovely. Good to talk to you. Thank you so much both for coming on to the show. Donna Peters,